What are aspects of high-quality tuck pointing? High-quality tuck pointing requires attention to several key aspects. Here are some of the most critical aspects of high-quality tuck pointing. Proper mortar selection. Choosing the right type of mortar is essential for the longevity and durability of tuck pointing. The mortar must match the original mortar in terms of strength, composition, and color. Thorough surface preparation. The surface of the brickwork must be thoroughly cleaned and prepared before tuck pointing to ensure proper adhesion of the mortar. This may include removing any old mortar, debris, or loose material. Precise joint filling. The joints between the bricks must be filled precisely and uniformly with the appropriate amount of mortar to ensure structural stability and longevity. Consistent joint depth. The depth of the joints must be consistent throughout the brickwork to ensure a neat and uniform appearance. Careful finishing. The finished tuck pointing should have a smooth and uniform surface, with no excess mortar or rough edges. Proper curing. After tuck pointing, the mortar must be allowed to cure properly to ensure maximum strength and durability. Attention to detail. High-quality tuck pointing requires attention to detail and a commitment to excellence in every aspect of the process, from the selection of materials to the finishing touches. Overall, high-quality tuck pointing requires skill, experience, and attention to detail. Hiring a professional tuck pointer with a proven track record of excellence is the best way to ensure that your brickwork is tuck pointed to the highest standards. Can tuck pointing or repointing brick be done in the winter? Tuck pointing or repointing brick can technically be done in the winter, but it's not the ideal time for this type of work. The main concern with doing tuck pointing or repointing in the winter is the potential for the mortar to freeze and not cure properly. If the temperature is below freezing, the water in the mortar mix can freeze and expand, which can cause the mortar to crack or weaken. Additionally, if the mortar freezes before it has a chance to fully cure, it may not bond properly with the brick, which can compromise the structural integrity of the wall. That being said, there are ways to mitigate these risks and perform tuck pointing or repointing work in the winter. One option is to use a mortar mix that is designed specifically for cold weather conditions, which may contain additives that prevent the mortar from freezing. Another option is to use heated enclosures or blankets to keep the work area warm and prevent the mortar from freezing. Ultimately, the decision to do tuck pointing or repointing in the winter will depend on the specific conditions and requirements of the project, as well as the experience and expertise of the masonry contractor performing the work. It's important to consult with a professional and consider all the factors before proceeding with any masonry work in the winter.